2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, the Bible says, verse number 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I served for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I won't preach just a few minutes on this, if God will be my help, on this thought. What does it take to stir you up? Amen. What does it take to stir you up? As we look at this, Paul's writing here to Timothy. Now, Timothy's already been through a lot of situations and a lot of circumstances. And as a Christian, you know, if you ain't careful, you go through a different situation, you go through different circumstances. If you ain't careful, you can get discouraged. And I believe maybe Timothy was getting a little bit discouraged, and Paul wrote this second letter to him. Of course, we know from history that this is probably the last letter that Paul would write, because he knew that his time was up and he was going to be offered up. Amen. But he writes to young Timothy here, his son in the faith, praise God, and he begins to minister to his heart. And he says in verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, without ceasing I have a remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. He told Timothy, he said, listen, partner, I love you and I'm praying for you. I'm remembering you. I'm lifting you up every day. You know what happens when we begin to lift people up? God begins to lift them up. Amen. He begins to give us that help and encouragement that we need, praise the Lord. He begins to encourage our hearts when we start lifting up others. When we start thinking on others and lifting them up, praise God, for God's glory. He said, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Amen. Praise God. I believe as Paul was a look at this, he was talking to Timothy. He said, praise God. He said, listen, he said, I've a good desire to see you, a great desire to see you. Amen. Praise God. I want to say this. There's going to be a day coming when we're going to have a great desire to see those. Praise God. I've got a great desire to see those that's gone on before. I've got grandparents and family and loved ones. Daddy, I've got people that's gathering over in heaven. Amen. And praise Brother Real, I'm looking forward to seeing them. Praise God. I've got a great desire to see them, and one day I will. As I told my before, my granddad, when he passed away, he'd never say goodbye. Amen. He'd always say, I'll see you later. The day he passed away, praise God, I just left the house. I was going down to check on Daddy. He wasn't doing good. And I told Granddad, I said, I'm going around down. Do you need anything? He said, I don't need nothing. And big old smile on his face. And I said, well, I'm going to run down and check on Dad. He said, all right. I said, I'll see you later. I said, all right, Granddad, I'll see you. And I took off, went down there, had no more, got there, the phone rung, his grandma. She said, come quick, it's your Granddaddy. Praise God. Now, by the time I got back, got there, he was gone. He went out of here, said she'd got up to go get him a drink of water. And before he got to the kitchen, he fell up in the floor and he was gone. Went on to be with the Lord. But you know what? I'm going to see him later. Amen. Praise God. It's not goodbye, but I'll see you later. One day in a little while, praise God, I will see him again. Hey, you know, because he loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. He told me as a young boy, praise God, all the good things that God had done through him, done for him all his life. And I believe that, praise God. He knew it. He meant it. He knew who had done it. And I'm thankful for that. And one day in a little while, praise God, because his faith, because what he had, praise God, I got faith too to believe that one day me and him's going to be together again. Praise the Lord. We're going to see him again, praise God. It's not goodbye. He said, I'll see you again. I'll see you later. We'll see them later, praise God. Say, we better make sure our people know that we're saved. We better make sure we know our people saved. If not, we may not see them again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We need to be affirmative on what we do, praise God, as a Christian. We need to be knowing that we know, praise God, that we're saved. Making our call and election sure, Paul would say, praise God, so that we know, or Peter said, so that we would know exactly where we're at with the Lord, where we stand, and that we're ready, praise God. And I believe what Paul was talking to Timothy, he said, listen, he said, you can't give up, you can't give in. He said, praise God, I've got a desire to see you so I can encourage you, so I can lift you up. He said, but if I want you to remember, praise God, that there's something in you, praise the Lord, that the devil can't take away, humanity can't take away, the world can't take away, the officials can't take away, the authorities can't take away, and it's Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, we got some. Hey, listen, we don't own anything in this world. You say, well, preacher, I got a house, and I got to let you know, you just don't pay taxes on it, you'll find out. We don't really own nothing. Amen, praise God. But I want to say there's something in this world that we have, praise the Lord, it's Lord Jesus Christ, and no man can take him from you. Amen, praise God, he's mine and I'm his. Praise God, I've been born again, washed the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, my name's been written in the Lamb's book of life. I'm thankful for that, praise his holy name. And he said, Timothy, said, listen, he said, I want to bring to you, I want to call to your remembrance, I want you to remember, I want to think about it, praise the unfeigned faith that's in your household. It started with your grandmother, praise God, and I'm persuaded in you, and it carried on into your mother, and I'm persuaded it's in you. Amen. Praise God. It was something that was coming out in Timothy, praise the Lord, that Paul had seen in this young man. He said, I want you to call to remembrance, praise God. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance. Then now listen to what he says, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. By the putting on my hand, Paul said, listen, said, he prayed, God, I laid my hands on, I prayed you, and I prayed for you, and praise the Lord, and the Holy Ghost of God, he moved upon your life. I prayed, God, to come into your soul, glory, hallelujah, and there's something down in you, son, praise the Lord, that nobody can take from you. There's something there that'll help you, it'll lift you up, it'll encourage your heart, praise God. He said, just need to reach down, Timothy, and just stir it up. I wonder tonight, what does it take to get us stirred up? Amen. What does it take to get you stirred up? I get stirred up by, I'm a little bit competitive. No, everybody laughed when I said that. Why'd you laugh? Amen. I'm just a little bit competitive. My granddaughter's been playing softball. Amen. Right, praise the Lord. Now, I can't help it. If you don't want me to say anything, don't let me go because I've got to, you know, I get in there. Amen. My daughter gets embarrassed. She said, Daddy. Daddy, I said, what? She said, you're getting too loud. I said, praise God. We ought to get loud. Amen. It stirs me up. I get excited. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I want to see them do good. I want to encourage. Hey, I encourage the other team too. Amen. Some of them little old girls get up there, boy, and they're bad, and they've struck out every time they've played. All of a sudden, they get a good hit. And I said, whoa, glory, hallelujah. Run, honey, run. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What does it take to get you stirred up? I tell you what it takes to get stirred up. Praise God. We ought to remember where God brought us from. Remember what God's done for us. Remember where He's taken us. To remember the promise that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. See, Paul said in verse number 1, said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. Now I want you to pay attention to that promise. God made us a promise. Amen. Amen. God made us a promise. I'm glad He's a promise, ain't you? I'm glad He's the ultimate promise keeper. Got people around call themselves promise keeper, but I won't say there's one promise keeper, and it's Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. When they before the foundation of the world, they said, listen, said, we're gonna do this thing, but said, man's gonna mess up. What are we gonna do now? Jesus said, I'll go. Amen. He knew who we'd be, knew what we'd be like, but Jesus said, praise God. He said, Father, I'll go. He said, I'll be that perpetuation. He said, I'll be that price of sin. On the cross of Calvary. Amen. By His stripes we're healed. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. But He said, wherefore I put into remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. Amen. He said, Timothy, there's a gift in you. Praise God. He said, son, you just got to stir it up. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but thank God, in order to stir things up, in order to stir it up, the Spirit of God in my heart, sometimes I just have to encourage myself in the Lord. Hey, a lot of times there ain't nobody around but me. Amen? A lot of times there ain't nobody around but you. And you just have to encourage yourself in the Lord. So what does it take to stir you up? What does it take to get you encouraged? Amen? In the Lord. Praise the Lord. But what does it take to stir stuff? See, what happens is we're kind of like a roller coaster. Amen. And we get to going up and we get to going down. If we ain't covering our spiritual life, we'll go, and we do that. I mean, we'll be on the mountaintop and then we run down to the valley. And then we run up to the mountaintop, and then we run down to the valley. And but if we ain't very careful, praise God, we need to stir up the things of the Lord that's in us, praise God, where we can kind of plane this thing out. Because there's a whole lot of folks that's going with us, and they're riding on this roller coaster with us. Amen. They get up there and they see us on our mountaintop experience. And boy, we're shouting and we're praising God and we're giving Him glory. But if we ain't very careful, they'll be with us when we're getting down the valley too. Amen. They'll see us in the valley, praise God, and they'll say, well, you know, I don't know if I know all about this. Boy, I liked it when it was on the mountain. But it's not so good down in the valley. I'm saying, in your Christian life, you'll go through highs and lows. But praise God, and if whether we're on the mountain or whether we're in the valley, praise God, we'll still be able to shout and praise God. Still ought to be able to give God glory for what He's doing in our lives. Amen. Praise God, because He is the God of heaven. But what does it take to stir you up? To keep you, praise God, on a more even kilter? It takes the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. See, there's the ride that we're on, praise God, we see the reason. Look at 2 Peter. Now, I'm going to move around quite a bit tonight real quickly. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Amen. The reason for this ride that we're on. And the reason we can't get the plane out and run just a little more on a level plane. Peter says this in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which are spoken before by the holy prophets and of the command of us, the apostles of the Lord Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Amen. He said the reason for the ride, praise God, is because we haven't got a pure mind. Your pure mind by way of remembrance. We need to have a pure mind. Amen. We need to be trusting in the Word of God. We need to realize that God in His Word, He created the universe and spoke it into existence. We need to know, praise God, that the Word of God, He tells here in the second part of this chapter that God Almighty brought the flood to this world, praise God, because of the sin and the things that were reigning in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that God's Word makes the difference. But He said the only way we can have a smooth ride is to have a pure mind of remembrance of who God is and what He's able to do. We forget sometimes what God's able to do, and we start trusting in man. We start trusting in government and government officials, and that's all good and well. But we better put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to have a pure mind, remembering the precious Word of God that speaks to our hearts. So we don't have that up and down so much, but a more even plane in this ride. Amen. Praise God. I believe if we had that, we could get more folks on board. Amen. I don't care nothing about them scary rides. Amen. I never have liked them. A lot of people say, yeah, when I was younger, I didn't like them when I was younger. Amen. I like horseback riding. That's about as wild as I got. We had no horse called El Diablo. It's crazy. That's why they called El Diablo. It's the closest thing to a roller coaster ride. I want it. Amen. Praise God. I want something that's calm. I want something stable. I want something that's sure. I want something that's dependable. Something I can depend on. But you see, what happens is we see the Bible said you got these scoffers that come along. They begin to question the very Word of God. What's happening in the world today? People are questioning the Word of God. And when you question the Word of God, you're questioning the God of the Word. Amen. Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If it don't line up with God's Word, then it's wrong. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know, I hear this all the time. Well, preacher, you know, things has changed and things ain't the way they used to be. Yeah, I know it. That's part of the problem. Used to we believed and trusted in the Lord, praise God. We asked, we believed God was in control and believed God was in charge, and we believed what His Word said. Amen. We didn't try to make God fit the way we live, but we fit into what He said. The commandments of the Holy God. Amen. Praise God. But this is what it says, verse number 4. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 4 says, and saying, where's the promise of His coming? Now, did you notice what in 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy, I said to remember this promise. Now this is singular. It's not plural. It's a single promise that God gives us. And he said, where is the promise of his coming? See, they was willingly ignorant, praise God, of the things that happened. God's word will stand for the test of time. God's word is true forever and ever. It's settled in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, we may want to change it. People may want to. I don't want to change it, but some people may want to change it. But you can't change the word of God. Amen. Praise God. We just need to fit in, praise God, where God have us to be. Become children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for this they willingly are ignorant. That by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and earth standing out of water and in the water. That God created, praise God. He said, let there be, and there it was. They talk about the Big Bang Theory. He said, yeah, said God said, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. Praise God. This evolution stuff is crazy. Amen. It takes more faith to believe that than intelligent design. That God Almighty designed this thing just exactly the way he wanted it to be. It still boggles my mind. I tell our kids all the time, listen, said, if they start talking to you about evolution, about how we evolve, ask them how come we quit. Yeah. How come we come to a certain point and quit evolving? We're not evolving no more. Amen. If you'll go and have your DNA checked today, amen, you take a little old Blake and have his DNA checked today, and when he's 100 years old, you check his DNA, and it's the same as it was as it is right now today. It don't change. In order for you to evolve, your DNA has to be changing. Amen. They won't sign. God's word is science. It's truth, praise God. Amen. Absolutely. So we see the flood. It was brought on by the word of God. God said, let there be, and praise God. It was Genesis chapter 6 through the first night. We said God got tired of the foolishness of man, and he sent a flood, praise God, to destroy him from the face of the earth. I said, I'll not put up with it. I wonder how God, now God said he'd not destroy the earth with the flood again. Said next time he'll do it with fire. They talk about global warming. Yeah, they better wake up. It's coming. Amen. Global. Have you ever noticed the fields out here used to be big old farms? Now they're just going into sagebrush.
Yeah.
Amen. Sagebrush, broom sage. Broom sage, not sagebrush here, broom sage. Amen. Nothing can eat it, can't survive on it. But if you get a field full of it, you throw a match in, it'll go up like kindling. Amen. God's kindling this thing. He's getting the kindling box together. Praise God. He's fixing to purge this place with fire. Amen. Praise God. He said he would. Amen. Praise God. But he said he gave us a promise. Amen. Look at you go and see all that fire stuff, but we're going to move on real quickly. In verse number 9, he said, Lord's not slack concerning his promise. Now this word promise is singular. Amen. God give us a promise. He said, Jesus is coming again. He said, that's a promise. He said, just like he went up out of here, praise, he's coming again. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad for the promise, ain't you? That some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but it all should come to repentance. Thank God for the mercy and the grace that God gives us. God affords us, he offers us mercy and grace. Gives us time to get in. He shows us his love. Ain't you glad for that? It's God's love that we see. And he gives us an opportunity, the Bible says, to repent. Amen. That ain't a very popular word no more. People don't like to think about repentance. That way, if you repent, then that means you got to admit that you sinned. Admit that you've done something that's contrary to the Word of God. That you've done something that broke God's heart, that we tell little kids, and makes him sad. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, it don't bother me a bit. If God shows me that I've done something I shouldn't, I ain't a bit ashamed about falling on my face. Say, Lord, please forgive me of my sin. Call it out. Please forgive me and help me, Lord, not to go back there. I turn from it. Now, true repentance is turning from it and never going back there again. It kills me. People say, well, preacher, I repented of that. And next week you see them doing the same thing. Amen. They come repent of it, supposed to repent of it again, and the week after next are done again. That's not repentance. God said he gives us room and place to repent of our sins, opportunities to repent. Amen. Verse number 10, he says, But the day of the Lord, that's God, Jehovah, praise God, by the way. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. That's global warming. And earth also, and works there are that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. Well, that's sad for folks to think they'll get in by their works. Amen. Their works is going to be burnt up. They ain't going to stand the test. Watch what he says. He says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen. What holy conversation? God, he said, the suddenness of the Lord's coming, praise God, to deal with this thing, the day of Jehovah, God Almighty. Amen. And he gives an explanation of what's taking place. He said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Listen to what he says in verse 13. Now he's laying this thing, he gives us an explanation of what's going to take place. Pretty simple. Amen. Doesn't take rocket science to figure it out. But listen to what he says in verse 13. He said, nevertheless, we, that's me and you, he's talking to born-again believers, those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. He says, nevertheless, we, according to His, here it is again, promise. Amen. According to His promise. Look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The promise is to us. Amen. Praise God. Born again believers who've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. In that indwelling righteousness that's in us. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we have that? I've told you before, it's the Holy Spirit of God. When you're saved, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit of God moves into you and takes up His abode. He begins to do housekeeping. He gets rid of the clutter. You know what's wrong with us? Our flesh rises up because we like that clutter. Amen. Praise God. Most of us are hoarders in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. We like to hold on to those things that we got, those experiences, those things that we've been through, the things that we've done. But the Holy Ghost of God, He says, you know what? I'll clean house. I'll get rid of all that that stuff that'll keep you from having a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A righteous relationship. Amen. 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. I told you he was going to go through some scripture tonight. I'm going to go through it quick. 1 John chapter number 3, the Bible says this. Now, he's talking about that indwelling righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, behold, or pay attention. He said, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. He said, in other words, pay attention how much God, pay attention, behold, how much love the Father has for me and you. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. The world don't understand you and I tonight. They don't understand why you go to church on a Wednesday night. And you know you got all this other stuff you could be doing. And old devil probably come by this evening and said, you should be doing this other stuff. Amen. But the Holy Spirit of God said, don't listen to him. Just go on and go to the house of God and said, I'm going to bless your heart on purpose. Amen. So we're called the Son of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. He says, beloved, now. I like that word now, don't you? Not later. Not after we're dead. Not when we're gone from this earth. But he said, now are we the sons of God. If you've been born again, Brother Charles, you're a son of God right now. Ladies, if you've been born again, you're a daughter of God right now. Praise the Lord. We're part of the family. Amen. Boy, devil ain't liking this. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. Not to this flesh anyway. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Praise the Lord. It's going to be clear. We're going to be with him. We're going to be like him. He said, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Praise God. He said there's going to be a purification process taking place. But listen to what he says. He goes on. He said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Amen. Said the Lord was put on display. We saw he was put there manifest to us so we could see that he was there to take away our sins when we put our faith and trust in him. Because there's no sin in his perfect, spotless lamb. He was the ultimate sacrifice. That's why he was born. When he was born in Bethlehem, Euphrates, praise God, they told the shepherds, said, "You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And I've told you before, them shepherds didn't have to run around all over the mountain trying to find a manger with a baby in it. They knew exactly, because they were shepherds of the sacrificial lambs. And when they said they're wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, it said it's Bethlehem, Ephrata. I pray God, that's where the lambs are born. That's where the swaddling clothes are, where they could wrap their legs up before they ever hit the ground, so that they wouldn't be harmed, damaged, or blemished in any fashion. What better thing to wrap the precious Lamb of God in those swaddling clothes and laid him in that manger? Praise his holy name. It says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, and whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Praise God. He said, we can't continue in sin if you're a child of God. God won't let you. Amen. Holy Spirit of God will convict you of your sins. Amen. Verse number 7 said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is right, is righteousness, even as he is righteous. Amen. He said, listen, said he did. He said, don't let any man conceive. Nobody deceive you. Praise God. He that doeth righteousness, that lives right. Praise God. He said, if you're gonna claim righteousness, he said, you got to live right. So how do you live right? In the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ. It's his righteousness, by his righteousness. Said, our righteousness is filthy rags. Amen. Those rags that's used to wind up the wounds of leopards. Never be used again, have to be cast away. I didn't understand what that was. I went to Israel and they was telling. I said, those lepers, they're still lepers. And said that they used the rags to wind up their wounds, their scars, their disease. And said, when they're taken off, they have to just be thrown away. Jesus, our righteousness is like filthy rags, just to be cast away. But it's the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ we're putting our faith and our trust in, so that we can be more like him. Amen. I praise God. I love it when the Lord helped me to be more like him. I miss it by marks. We'll never be like our Savior. He was perfect, and we're not. But one day in a little while, we'll enter in through his righteousness. He goes on and says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Amen. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested. There it is again. That the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. You know, I don't have no problem. I don't have as much problem trying to do right as I used to. Because I realize that Lord Jesus Christ is praying. He don't want me to do wrong. He wants me to do right. Praise God. And he's putting up a roadblock between me and the devil. He's my advocate with the Father to help me to do right. Praise God. He said, wherefore, verse number 9, watch this. Wherefore, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. He said, wait a minute, preacher. He said, well, all sin comes short of glory of God. That's a fact. God said so. But he said, doth not commit sin. In other words, he said, we don't practice sin. When God brings it to our heart that it's wrong, we forsake it. We get away from it. We flee away from it. As old Paul would tell us to flee fornication, to run from it, to stay away from it. Praise God. He said, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. He said, the seed of God, the Holy Ghost of God, is in your heart. Amen. We got to give the Holy Spirit the right of way to lead us and guide us and show us the way of God. The righteousness of God. Amen. The indwelling righteousness of a holy God. He said that in this the children of God are manifest. Amen. Because we got the right, that rightness of God. We are trying our best to be, we're trying our best to be right with God. We're trying to do what God says. We're trying to be mindful of His Word. Amen. These other folks, these scoffers that we talked about a while ago, they're messing up because they don't believe what God says. The whole world that we live in, they said now we're down to, the United States, we're down to about 37% of people that claim to be believers in Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any wonder our country, our nation's in the shape it's in? 37% of the country have said that they're not believers. Only 37% are believers in Lord Jesus Christ. We're in a sad shape. We're in a mess. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. He said a manifestation. This is the children. In this, the children of God are manifest. He said, and the children of the devil. The children of the devil are manifest too. Amen. We see it in the world in which we live. There's a whole lot of folks that say that, you know, praise God, I love the Lord. I've been saved and everything. And they're living like the devil. They're chasing after this world, doing the things of the world, partying, drinking, doping, drugging, and saying that they're all right with God. I won't say there's a manifestation of somebody else in them, but it ain't a manifestation of Lord Jesus Christ. It's a manifestation of the devil.
Amen.
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 They can say what they want to. Praise God. Their life shows it. He said they're manifest. He said those are born of God. The children of God are manifest. Amen. Praise God. He's a manifestation of a child of God. You see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God, but those that's living for the devil, you can see him in them too. You know, a preacher, you're not supposed to judge. No, but I'm supposed to be a fruit inspector.
Amen.
And there's a whole lot of folks out here profess to be Christians, amen, living like the devil. Amen, praise the Lord. They're deceiving people. They're taking their families and other families, and they say, I love Jesus. Amen. I told church a long time ago, I said, if you're going to go out in the world and live like the devil, don't tell them you belong to Stony Fork Baptist Church. Amen. All you're going to do is deceive them and drive them away. It's the righteous Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to say we belong to church, we better be living right. Amen. A righteous life for God, trying to do right. Amen. Not going out here and talking about people, talking about the church, putting down the church, putting down God's people. We want to be encouraging, amen, lifting up, say, praise God, God's a helping us, God's a blessing, glory, hallelujah, the Lord is good. Amen. Shouldn't hear nothing bad about God's people. God, if you want to talk about God's people, you want to be talking to them about Jesus. If you want to talk about me, tell Jesus on me. Amen. Praise the Lord, He's the one that makes a difference. He said, children of God are manifest and children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Praise God. He said, neither he that loveth not his brother. He said, but those that's not right with God. Amen. Praise God. They're not of God. Those that doeth not righteousness. If we're not seeking to do right. Praise the Lord. That's why Peter would go on to tell us in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, and I'm going to finish up. He said that wherein dwelleth righteousness, verse 13. He's talking about us believers. He said, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, what? The promise, the glory of God, for new heavens and new earth, praise the Lord, the promise of God. He said, be diligent that you may be found in Him in peace without spot, and blemish. He says, but hey, listen, he said, since you believe, amen, praise God, since you believe, he said, be diligent. Be diligent, be found in the Lord Jesus Christ because you believe in God. Because you believe God. Amen, praise God. He that doeth righteousness, amen, do right because it's the right thing to do in the day and hour that we live. People's watching us, amen. What does it take to stir us up? What does it take to have us to go in the right direction? It's a right walk with God. Amen. Praise God. Believing God's word. Taking God at His word. Amen. And let Him help us, praise God, to stir up in you those things that God put there through the Holy Ghost of God that lives in you. Amen. There's a Spirit of God that's surreal. He's a Spirit of God that'll help us today if we'll let Him. And it needs to be stirred up in us. Paul said, Timothy said, listen, said, son, I know you get discouraged. I know you get distressed. But he said, hey, listen, there's an unfeigned faith. It was in your grandmother and it was in your mother. And he said, I am persuaded. I've seen it in you. Amen. Listen, church, I'm persuaded the Holy Spirit of God's living in you. I'm persuaded that all we need to do is just stir it up. Amen. Just stir up that Spirit of God that's in us so we can have that right attitude toward God and godliness. Amen. What is it going to take to stir you up? What's it going to take to get you excited again? Remember the day you got saved? Amen. Remember the day you got saved? Praise the Lord. It was an exciting day. I couldn't wait to get home and tell everybody I could ever remember their phone number to. Amen. I was in West Virginia and I called people in West Virginia, and then I started dialing people in North Carolina. Started telling them, praise God. I said, I called, tell you, I got saved. Praise the Lord. I've stirred up. Amen. We need to be stirred up again.
Amen.
We need to be stirred up again. What's it going to take to get you stirred up? Get you excited about the Lord. Praise God. It's a promise of God. We got a soon coming Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of folks going out of here. We've seen many, many folks go out of here in the last couple of years. We've seen COVID take some. We've seen cancer take some. Sicknesses and things take some. Some just go out of here just by the means of age. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad that we got a promise in Christ our Lord. One day we will see Him again. We'll be gathered together over in glory. But the most important thing, we'll see our Savior as He is. Amen. Praise God.